was reading the paper, it was 4 a.m. in the morning, New York time, and it was March 5th, very worried about COVID. We already started COVID war rooms, and I only know this because my daughters picked up my phone when I was in the operating room, and were looking, what was Dad doing? And I called the guy who runs Europe for us at 4 a.m. to talk about the markets and preparation and the what-ifs, and then I called someone in Mumbai, same thing, at 5 a.m., and at 5:50, I know it's the Financial Times for some reason, I felt a rip in my heart.
Really?
I mean, I just, like, and I, of course, I didn't know what to do, but I'm very lucky because I called my doctor, 5:55, and he answered, and he said,
wow.
I explained the symptoms, and he said, get in a cab, do not wait for an ambulance, and go to this hospital, I'll have the right people waiting for you. So I get to the hospital, and, you know, within 30 minutes, a doctor shows up, not the surgeon, but the heart doctor who, and I was telling my symptoms. And my symptoms were, first of all, extreme pain.
Yeah.
And, but this arm was starting to kill me. I'm just, like, and right here, like one spot, which I didn't understand what that was. Like, and I didn't know if it was a heart attack or a stroke or whatever the hell it was. But also my eyesight, I was losing my eyesight, this part of my eye, this eye, not that one. And so he took my blood pressure. Here was rather normal. And here was like 80 over 60.
Ooh.
And so he knew that's likely a dissection. Got a CAT scan. I was going in for the CAT scan with a contrast. They said, you know, if this shows what we think it might show, you're going right to surgery.
Wow.
So 7 hours of surgery. Fortunately, also the best surgery was available.
Yeah.
And the guy walked in, I looked at him. He, you know, he's telling me kind of what I'm about to go through and stuff like that. I said, by the way, I recognize you. I said, you did my dad's triple bypass. He said, yeah. I said, oh, yeah. And,
so. Yeah. Well, I'm glad it all worked.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what brings you to Columbus?
I just, you know, I've been in the office since last June. Okay. And I've been to California several times, and D.C. many times, and Boston, and Miami, and I recently went to Rome, Milan, and Italy because I was allowed to. A lot of things have been canceled, but as things were opening up,
mm-hmm.
I want to go see our people. I said, just to do a town hall and thank them. And so we had a big town hall yesterday. I don't know, it looked like there were 800 people, 1,000 people.
Yeah. Well, is it at the McCoy Center?
It was, yeah.
And then we did a client event last night, which maybe 70 or 80 people were there. And then met up with the senior leader team in mm-hmm. Polaris and just talk about issues and COVID and, you know, what we're trying to do and what we're doing around the world and the economy and all that. And this morning met with the lieutenant governor.
Okay. I'm sure he was.
And I'm thrilled to be around. I wanted to do the press because I think it's just important that people kind of get out and about and answer questions. And people are thrilled that this thing's, you know, hopefully in the rearview mirror. You know, we don't completely know, but it looks certainly looks that way in America.
Right.
And remember, a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, we didn't know we were going to have a vaccine.
Right.
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 And so, and it was, I remember they were making fun of America. We, in New York City, we had the worst death rate, and America's the worst, and it's spreading like, well, it just so happens, America's the best now, and we invented the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Britain did too, by the way, so, and they're hopefully getting out of this thing too. So.
Yeah. So how is it going with the Chase people getting back to the office?
It's good. You know, there is so much reasonable, questionable, like, what do you do about all these issues?
Mm-hmm.
So we sent out a note recently that we want you to answer a questionnaire. Are you vaccinated, not vaccinated, or you don't want to answer? But we want to know. And so, you know, we now know that, and we want to know by location because it allows us to safely plan a little bit. So I don't know what the number is here, but like in New York, 85% of people in that building are vaccinated.
Okay.
And maybe 15% have not told us or are not vaccinated,
uh-huh.
and, which allows us to, so we're probably going to open up to 100% now. So until then, we had a 50% restriction. And we have interns coming in who are thrilled to be back at work.
Sure.
So we know, obviously, we all went home. We worked from hybrid. It was kind of, in some ways, it was a novelty. Like,
mm-hmm.
it was great. But there are huge weaknesses to it. Like, in terms of, you know, the apprenticeship system, it doesn't really work. In terms of socializing, I just think of young kids. Right? Just,
they don't have those senior people to ask questions
of. Yeah,
they
don't have apprenticeships.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
You know, and how much do you learn from somebody else in your business, you know, when someone says, that's the wrong word.
Yeah.
Or you learn, okay, now you, or edit this, or
right.
you've got to get a second opinion in there. Whatever they teach you, that's what you learn. And so it doesn't learn for really work great for management because it actually slows management down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as opposed to we have a meeting, we're on the same floor, and I come see you 8 times that day.
Right.
That's like 8 times we're following up on a little issue or something like that. And it also doesn't work for what I call, you know, combustion, you know, like ideas, innovation, learning. There's a spontaneous part to it that you do not get from Zoom.
Right.
Like you share an article with me. So going back to work's important. There will be hybrid work, but it's not quite clear how that's going to work yet. So we're not trying to say yes or no. You know, a lot of companies are saying yes or no. We're saying, no, we want you back at work. So we also said we want now 50% of people back at work. I mean, we want you to be in 50% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to work out the hybrid stuff over time. And so, you know, there's been some pushback on that. But if you like the town hall yesterday, I mean, everyone loves it.
Yeah, it was good.
Now, of course, there's some people who didn't come back, right? Or, and there may be legitimate people who, you know, have real immunology problems or something like that. Or so we're just trying to navigate through this, get people back to work, be fair to those who can't for whatever reason. But, and we also want to be fair, like, so we right now, we say, we want you back whether you're vaccinated or not. Some companies in New York have said, you're only, we want you back. You have to be vaccinated.
Right.
If you're not vaccinated, don't come back. We've said, no, you can come back, but if you're not vaccinated, you have to wear a mask and socially distance.
Right.
And so.
So that's how you're managing
it. I think it's fair that way for now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about what's proper for our people. So do you have children by any chance?
I do.
So, I mean, you know, but here's what I'm worried about. You know, so we had 800 people in town hall. Someone's unvaccinated. They have COVID. She gets a very light version and brings it home to a child.
Right.
And a child dies.
Yeah.
Like, what are they going to say to me?
I know.
You didn't protect me. And so part of me is, you know, okay, you are free not to get vaccinated, and I'm free not to have you come to work here anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to figure, we don't know, we simply don't know the answer. First of all, I think it's going to go back to being much more like normal, and you're going to feel that way in September, October.
Okay.
That it will feel that way. You'll still have hybrid working, but I think it's really more like when the schools open.
Yeah, I think that'll be better.
That'll be kind of, because I don't know about me, I have grandkids, but the grandkids are now going to camp.
Right.
So, you know, mom and dad now can go back to more regular life, you know,
right.
And so I think schools will be a big deal that you have more people go back to work.
So is there anything new for Columbus that you've got in the works?
Well, you know, you saw the solar panels, you saw the tech.
Yeah.
What's amazing is think of, like, there are 5,000 technologists here now. And the other thing which is amazing when I did this town hall is the melting pot.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
It is incredible. And they're happy to be here. They love Columbus. I was telling the lieutenant governor, we have a hard time getting people out of Columbus. You know, we offer them jobs. They basically know. I like it where I am.
They don't want to take another job someplace else.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we will probably be growing here, and we have almost 20,000 employees here. It'll probably be bigger than our employees in New York in the next 5 or 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How many employees do you have in New York now?
I'm going to say 25,000.
So you think that there's going to be that many more in Columbus?
Well, New York is coming down.
New York's coming down. Okay. All right.
And Columbus is probably going to be moving up.